Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my very special guest is Lemon Grove Councilwoman Jennifer Mendoza, who is running for re-election. She's one of four candidates vying for two seats. She's also a planning commissioner in Lemon Grove and a law librarian. She has worked as a paralegal. She grew up locally, graduating from Helix High School, and later attended Grossmont College before obtaining a bachelor's degree in social welfare and a paralegal certificate from Cal State University in Chico. She's been active in many volunteer activities, including the PTA, Seroptimist, Lemon Grove Thrive, Lemon Grove Relay for Life, Lemon Grove Healthy Eating and Active Living's Steering Committee, and she's the coordinator of St. John's Pantry. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Miriam.
So, can you start by telling us what you consider your most important accomplishments on the council?
A couple of things. First, we were successful in bringing back our planning commission. We had a planning commission since the city was incorporated, and the council voted to eliminate the planning commission, I think, in 2014 or 15. The majority on the council just felt that it wasn't necessary to have a planning commission any longer. And when the makeup of the council changed, we felt that it was important to have that community input and also to have that sort of layer that the general public could come to the, a lot of decisions are made at the planning commission level that don't ever make it to the city council. And so there were just a variety of reasons. So, we were very glad to bring that back. Another big accomplishment that I take personal responsibility for is I realized one day that in Lemon Grove City Parks, you could still drink alcohol. And I thought, well, not that I have anything against alcohol or even having a drink at a park, but we were having some increasing problems with vagrancy, and I thought, you know, this might be a solution to assist with that. And so we passed an ordinance to eliminate alcohol at our parks, and it's been very successful so far. And then, you know, I was very proud of our city. We were one of the first cities to pass an ordinance or a resolution that we were a welcoming city.
Yes, that's welcoming to immigrants, right, at a time when we were seeing a lot of immigrant bashing going on elsewhere.
Right. And there was a outside coalition that came in and tried to get us to retract that decision. And we contacted our citizens and our interfaith community, and they came out in full force and drowned out the outside opposition. And so we voted unanimously to remain a welcoming city.
And that's quite an accomplishment because you have a bipartisan council there, but the vote to stay a welcoming city was unanimous.
Yes, yeah. And that's, you know, a lot of our decisions are unanimous. We don't have a lot of 3-2 decisions, maybe more recently than we've ever had in the past. But that's one thing I'm also proud of, is I like to see our council working as a team, and I hope that we can continue to do so.
Very good. Well, Lemon Grove, it should be noted, is one of the most diverse communities in California, I've heard.
True. We're right up there with National City. In fact, Mayor Ron Morrison and I bicker back and forth on who has the most diverse community.
Very interesting. What do you consider the most important issues facing the city of Lemon Grove right now, and how would you seek to address those if you're reelected, Councilwoman?
I think one of the biggest issues facing any city right now is the unfunded pension liability. And that has put Lemon Grove, a city with limited resources, in maybe a more precarious position. But this is a situation that's being faced by all cities in the San Diego area.
True.
So that's probably one of our biggest challenges right now, is how are we going to keep service levels up and still plan for that unfunded pension liability.
Right. Lemon Grove is spending the majority of its budget right now on public safety services, sheriff and fire, and they did have to dip into their reserves recently. Now, there's been some people who have actually said maybe they should think about unincorporating and just go back to letting the county run the community. What are your thoughts about that, Jennifer? I should say more broadly, what are your ideas for addressing the budget problems? And can you also address, you know, this whole idea of unincorporating?
We have not dipped into our reserves yet. Our budget for next year foresees a budget shortfall, but we will revisit our expenses in the winter and see where we can make some cuts. We also have a budget workshop coming up in October, and hopefully we can come a little closer to balancing out. At our council meeting, we discussed electronic billboards in Lemon Grove to bring some revenue in. It could bring anywhere from $250,000 to maybe $500,000, depending on how many electronic billboards we could contract for in Lemon Grove. So we are actively looking at other revenue sources.
There was some talk about putting a tax increase or two tax increase proposals on the ballot, and the council majority voted that down. One of them would have increased, I believe it was sales tax, and the other one would have put a tax on the marijuana dispensaries. How did you vote on those measures, Jennifer? And tell us what some of the ideas are that you have for increasing revenues for the city beyond the tax measure that did get voted down and won't be on the ballot now.
No, it won't be on the ballot now, but a citizen-led initiative could go on the ballot. Not in November, but at some time in the future. So that's one option. Another option is we need to increase sales tax revenues. Whether it's from an increased sales tax or increasing the number of businesses that bring sales tax into our city or finding a way to tax our two medical marijuana dispensaries that'll be opening up soon. So those are definitely three areas where we need to bring in more income. And then we're also looking at the electronic billboards as a source of income as well.
Do you have any ideas for the types of businesses you would like to see come to Lemon Grove and any specific thoughts on how to attract those types of businesses? I know one challenge Lemon Grove has is it is a small city. You don't have the big car dealers, the big shopping malls, some of the things that some of the other cities have that bring in huge amounts of sales tax.
That's correct. It's challenging to bring the pieces of property together to have a big enough lot to build a hotel. Lemon Grove could use a hotel or two. And if you look at Lemon Grove, one reason I moved to Lemon Grove is that it's very centrally located.
True. It's close to San Diego. And you're right. When it comes to a hotel, we've seen them being built and successfully filled up in El Cajon. And yet they're actually quite a bit farther away from San Diego than Lemon Grove is.
I think we would be an ideal tourist destination. I call us the South Mission Valley. We could do something very similar along the 94 corridor. And, you know, we've got a new brewery opening up. We could definitely...
That was an ordinance change now that came about while you were on the council, right, to allow wineries and breweries to open up in the downtown Lemon Grove district.
Correct. And we've got one opening up probably in the next month. So we could use more nice restaurants, breweries, wineries. You know, people are looking for places to shop in Lemon Grove. Maybe something like, you know, like a Trader Joe's or, you know, we definitely have the room for businesses like that.
Okay. There's a work in progress, I understand, to improve the downtown streetscape. Tell us about that.
About 6 months ago, the city council directed the city manager to do some beautification, particularly of our Broadway corridor and Lemon Grove Avenue. And so that has just been a result of that. We've cleaned up there's a breezeway downtown that leads to, from the Broadway corridor to a parking lot, and there have been murals painted, and
yeah, it looks nice.
It does, and so we really like to see that momentum going, and you know, we're thinking a cleaner, more beautiful downtown Lemon Grove is going to entice more businesses to come in.
Yeah, it seems like that could work. So good luck with that. You've mentioned the marijuana dispensaries, the medical marijuana dispensaries, which were approved by Lemon Grove voters. Some opposed, some were for it, but they're here. The question I have for you is, one of the controversies that did arise during this council was from a dispensary applicant who had claimed he was assaulted by Councilman Arambula, who's denied that. But the applicant filed a legal action claiming his application was unfairly denied. What can be done to assure fairness in the application process and avoid potential conflicts of interest of somebody maybe voting, as I understand happened there?
Well, it's kind of interesting because before three of the council members even were aware that there was any kind of an issue, the man who claims he was assaulted had an application that came before the city council.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, we approved that application.
Ah, okay.
That was approved. Now, he has another property that was denied prior to the altercation.
Okay, so it's hard to make the argument that the altercation affected it either way.
Exactly. Although we have, our legal counsel has advised all of us that if a situation like this, and which I hope no situation like this ever happens, but if anything like this remotely happens, we should contact legal counsel immediately and let them know if we should recuse ourselves or not.
Yeah, that makes sense. And for the record, I believe you were the only council person who wasn't aware of this at the time. Is that right? Or
I was in Texas.
Okay, lucky you.
Yes.
Okay. What are your thoughts about some of the cities? La Mesa, actually, I guess, is talking about going further on the marijuana thing and legalizing recreational marijuana. Do you have an opinion on that?
Again, I say that we should put that to the voters.
Council shouldn't make that decision.
I don't think council should make that decision.
Okay. What are your views on improving infrastructure? We always hear that that's a big issue in Lemon Grove, with some people who want more sidewalks and some who like to keep the rural character.
And Lemon Grove is very unique in that regard. So some neighborhoods cry out for sidewalks and some neighborhoods don't. I think that sidewalks are important in areas where we're connecting schools, parks, places to shop, people who are walking or biking to public transportation. Those connections need to be made. In some of our more rural neighborhoods, people actually don't even want sidewalks. So I think it's just something that we need to be sensitive to when we decide. We can't just go in and say, oh, we're going to put a sidewalk here. We need to be sensitive to the neighborhood's wants and needs.
That makes sense. What about crime? Can you talk about what the crime rates have been like lately in Lemon Grove? And do you have any ideas for reducing crime?
Well, in a perfect world, we would hire another deputy sheriff. But without more revenue, that's right, not going to happen. Because I have spoken with our Deputy Sheriff's Association, and they've, in a very diplomatic way, said that Lemon Grove can be very active. Their deputies are not bored. Let's put it that way. But crime is not on the rise in Lemon Grove. Unfortunately, you know, a young man was shot just a few weeks ago. Very, very sad. But that's not
indicative of
no
problem.
No.
Transportation is an interesting issue. And we know, of course, at the state level, there's a push to get people out of cars and into alternative modes of transportation. And one of those is rental scooters and rental bicycles that have been popping up all over, and I understand you've had a few of them turning up in Lemon Grove, and that you have some firsthand perspective on these electric rental scooters. Can you tell us, Councilwoman Mendoza, about your experience and what ideas you have for balancing the needs of people that want these as alternative transportation versus the safety of pedestrians?
Yes. Well, I work in downtown San Diego, and I frequently go for a walk just around the block to get some fresh air. And I was walking on the sidewalk and near a little park downtown, and an entire family, I think tourists, had rented the scooters. And there were five of them, and they came charging up behind me, going very, very fast on the sidewalk. Ooh. You're not looking for people to be mowing you down from behind. So
what happened?
The kids managed to stop in time because there was another woman on the sidewalk coming towards me. And luckily, she alerted me that someone was coming. I jumped out of the way, and this woman ran over my foot, and she fell off the scooter.
Oh, gosh.
So it was, you know, I narrowly escaped, like, getting hit from behind from the scooter. I think she was going to try to go around me.
Ouch. And how's your foot?
I'm fine. Okay. Everybody ended up being fine.
That's good.
But, you know, I think that before a city contracts with the scooter or bike companies, we need to put some safety measures in place. And that's, these scooters are motorized.
Yeah.
They do not belong on a sidewalk.
They're actually illegal on the sidewalk in California, but a lot of people don't know that, or they just ignore the law.
And you should be wearing a helmet. That's also the law.
I understand there's a law on the governor's desk, a bill that might change that and say you don't have to wear a helmet anymore. But I was wondering, can individual cities choose to have a stronger standard and say, you know, in our city you have to wear a helmet?
Yeah, they can and they should. As far as state law, we have to follow state law, but we can add. We can't take away, but we can add.
San Diego is talking with a scooter company there about a new program. I guess it was Bird. And they're saying that they can have a program where people can report dangerous riders. If somebody's out there speeding down a sidewalk without a helmet, they can report it and then they can get cited. And also that apparently there's a way to electronically control the speed in certain areas. So if you're cruising down the boardwalk, they can make it so you can't go more than 8 miles an hour since they're all tracked with GPS, which I thought was really interesting.
That is interesting. And Lemon Grove has a very small staff. And before we contract with any of these companies, I would like to see what other cities put in place, and then we can just copy what they've done if we think it's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. Affordable housing is an issue across California right now, and also in Lemon Grove. How do you envision balancing the demand for more housing, especially affordable housing, versus concerns about community character and parking and so forth?
Lemon Grove is the only city in the county of San Diego that met the state requirements for affordable housing.
Really?
Yes. And I think only one of five or six in the entire state of California.
And how did you do that?
Well, we built the Citronica 1 and 2.
Yeah, which is a five or six stories.
Yeah, and I was on the planning commission when those buildings were going in. And,
yeah.
And let me tell you, there was a lot of pushback from the community. And some people still aren't happy with that. And
but they're right by the freeway. They're set back, so they're not right on the main street. If you're going to have a high-rise, I guess, or mid-rise building, it was probably the least intrusive location you could find.
It was definitely the place to do it.
And next to the trolley stop.
Yes. And so, you know, we'll be getting more numbers from the state to provide more low-income and affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on board to do whatever we can.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Councilwoman Jennifer Mendoza from Lemon Grove about her reelection campaign. Can you tell us, Councilwoman, who your key endorsements are from?
I have to give a little shout out. The first person to endorse me was the Honorable George Gastel, a former council member for the city of Lemon Grove.
Yes.
And I helped George with his campaign many years ago, and he helped me so much with my campaign 4 years ago and actually was instrumental in encouraging me to run in the first place. I'm also endorsed by Dr. Shirley Weber, our assembly member, and our U.S. Representative, Susan Davis. Mm-hmm. Both Dr. Weber and Susan Davis endorsed me in the last campaign, and we've just formed a very strong bond and friendship in the 4 years that I've been on the council. I'm also endorsed by Councilmember David Arambula. Our current mayor, Raquel Vasquez, is supporting me. I'm endorsed by Councilmember Colin Parent in the city of La Mesa. I'm endorsed by the Sierra Club and by the Lemon Grove Firefighters Association and by the County Democratic Party.
And these are nonpartisan races, but Lemon Grove is a heavily Democratic area. So
it is.
So that's an important endorsement in that race. Where can listeners find more information about your candidacy?
I do have a Facebook page. And it's Reelect Jennifer Mendoza. And I post where I'm going to be, where I'm going, my endorsements. So that's a pretty good place to follow what I'm doing.
Very good. There you go. So if you have a question or you want to go meet your council member, that's how you can find out where she will be. Jennifer, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you or your candidacy that I haven't specifically asked you about today?
I just want to say that I like to think that at the city council level, most of us just want to do what's best for our community. And when you vote, you need to vote for someone who's doing what you think is best also. So I think all four candidates have the city's best interests at heart.
And that's really good to hear. It's really good to hear in a time when politics have become so divisive. And I should add, we have people from multiple parties in the running for this race. So I think that speaks highly for all of them. I want to thank you very much, Councilwoman Mendoza, for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you so much for having me.